This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Monday, we welcome you inside the post-game podcast with Al and Jerry. Al, what is happening?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So I've been using this AI situation, you know, when I'm using it like Google. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm doing with it.
Right.
And I realized, like, we had the internet. It was working great. Like I'm using this AI to ask the same questions I used to ask Google.
Sure.
Like, I might say, how long can I expect my Subaru to last for?
Yeah.
It gives me a nice, concise answer with all these things. I might say, what's the best way to cook a salmon? Brings up all these things step by step. We used to just get that on the internet.
Correct.
But then they ruined the internet by making it impossible to click on websites. And the websites are just pop-up ads. It's a disaster.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. I noticed you got to look for the little AD in the shaded corner to see if you're clicking on an ad or you're actually clicking on a website.
Oh, yeah, because, the stinks. Other thing, right, when you, instead of Googling something, like you would Google something, you get all sponsored things first.
Yep.
So now
sometimes it's the whole first page now.
Yeah, sometimes it's the whole first page. Yeah. So now I just go to, I use Grok, but they're all good. Google even has one called Gemini.
Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Google Gemini.
Yeah.
It's great. You know they're going to ruin that, too, because
probably.
We actually had, and I know people use AI for much more detailed tasks, but for people that aren't needing detailed tasks, it is much better than using Google now.
Yeah.
But my fear is now they'll just ruin this at some
probably.
Point. Because, like, I was just thinking back, like, the internet was so good. We really had the internet. It's impossible to go to the internet now. Like, any website that I'll even see, like, and I actually wrote to, we have, you know, Barrett Sports Media.
Yes.
It's very inside radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's sports radio newsletter.
It's an industry website.
It's an industry website. Yeah. And the guy sends every day two different.
I know. Since when did he start doing a morning and a night one?
He does a morning and a night with, articles about sports radio, and it's great.
Yeah.
And there's so many times I see something, I go, oh, I'm interested in this, and I click on it. It's impossible to read.
Mm.
Impossible. To which I screen grabbed what I saw, and I sent it to him. I go, whoa, what's going on?
Now, is that an ad or a paywall?
No, it's just ads
it's just
on the
ads
website.
Everywhere?
Yeah.
Well, how did he reply? Because he's pretty attentive.
He
usually.
Did. He said, oh, I didn't realize it looked like that. I mean, it looks terrible. I mean, in all honesty, our own company's website, try clicking. Like, it's... You get a pop-up video, a pop-up ad, a pop-up thing. Hey, can I have your emails? It is impossible.
There's a lot going on.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Here's the problem is the newspapers were part of this.
Yeah.
And now they're trying to get it back, and it's too late. When the internet came out, the internet was a free, it was free. Everything you did was free. Now everything is, all right, we're going to charge you.
Yeah, but I also don't think, like, how much money, because pop-up ads we know don't work.
Right.
How much money could a place really be getting?
I don't know.
For all those pop-up ads?
I have no, and how about the really goofy ones? Because some of them are clickbait ones that are just so stupid. Like, why anybody would click on it, I don't know. But they got to be getting something for it.
I know, but my point is, you must be getting something, correct? But is it worth pissing off your audience?
No, I would think it's not.
Because there's another, like I always talk about, the Asbury Park Press, which is a local newspaper that I want to like. They make it impossible. Now, they send out an email every morning, the morning briefing.
I get that.
Okay.
I get that.
The first thing is a headline of the top story. Mm-hmm. The second one looks like a news story. It's what Nostradamus predicts for the future. That's not a news story. It's an ad.
Yeah.
You're making it look like a news story. Now you look fugazi. Your first story is a real story. Your second story is about Nostradamus.
There's your clickbait, though.
But come on, man.
Because they get paid by the click.
Right, but again, and this is what no one can tell me. What are you getting paid to run that Nostradamus ad?
Well, wouldn't our guys here know that?
No, I've asked.
Really?
They won't tell me.
Okay.
They just won't tell me. Unless I haven't gotten to the, I probably have to go high up, and they're not going to tell me.
Yeah, I don't know the answer either. I have no idea.
I asked the Barrett Sports Media guy.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what are you even getting for these? When he responded back, he did not respond to that. But I would love to know, like, what are you getting for that?
I don't know, because I always thought it was per click.
Yeah.
Which, as you point out, is it enough money to annoy people that aren't going to want to go back to you?
Right.
And that's a fine line that you have to balance.
Even when I want to go make a purchase of something online,
mm-hmm.
I go to, like, the jeans, a jeans place. I want to buy jeans. I go on there. I go, okay, jeans. Before I could click anything, a big thing came up. Did you want 15% off your first jeans?
Give us your email address.
I don't know yet.
I
want to look at my jeans.
Well, how about before you even get to the jeans, when you just log on to the website, it'll pop up.
Yeah.
10% off. And then I like this one when I'm like, no, thank you. And then another pop-up comes up. Oh, so you don't want to save money?
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to give you my email address if I'm not sure if I want to get anything.
Correct. Why not? Right. How about when I first sign up, give me 10% off?
Or how about when you're in the cart?
Yes.
If you put something in the cart, fine, on your way out. That's okay. But stop with the pop-ups.
And even that is just like, I go to a website. We use cookies. Do you like cookies? Can I get you to agree to cookies? Cookies. Okay. I'll take your cookies.
I know.
Did you want 15%? No. Can we have your email anyway? We have really great deals. No, you can't.
Yeah, I know.
They've made it so difficult to use the internet
mm-hmm.
that now this AI looks like, people are like, this is so amazing. Well, we had this already, but you ruined it.
Yeah.
And you're going to ruin this too.
Soon it'll be Gemini, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Correct.
And then you'll get before you can start asking your question, you'll hear a Michelob Ultra ad. It's true.
Or it'll answer my question. I'd be like, how many miles can I expect to get on my Subaru? Great question. I'm here enjoying a Michelob Ultra, but let me tell you.
Yeah.
I think you could get 300,000 miles.
By the way, creative way to sell an ad right there.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good. Yeah, it's just so annoying. So annoying.
I hear you.
And I used to love just surfing the internet. Now we look at social media because the internet itself, they've made it so it's not easy to do.
Have you ever sat in front of your computer and you got Google up? It's like you have the whole world at your fingertips and you have like no idea of what you should search or look for.
What should I look for? Yeah.
Yes.
But that's like with the AI thing now. Here at work, I have it just open because things pop up and I could ask it really quick questions. I get answers immediately.
Really quickly.
And so when I randomly have things in my head, I'll just type them in there. And it comes. It's nice. It's nice to have a random thought and have an answer.
It's funny how I've been here so long, as you have too now at this point, that I go back to the day of a caller calling up and asking, let's say, a baseball question to Mike and Chris. And Russo asking the producer to go out into the newsroom and get the baseball encyclopedia and then run it in while the guy's still on the phone and then him thumbing through the baseball encyclopedia so he could get the answer. It'd take like 8 minutes, but that's what we did. And now we're at a point where you say as the producer, if I ask you or someone asks you in the talk back, hey, can you check this out for me? You can have an answer within 8 seconds, maybe sooner.
Yeah.
It's crazy, the change.
Yeah, so it's really great. I mean, I'm waiting for it because there are some, I don't listen to or watch a lot of podcasts, but I watch sometimes Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
I watch sometimes Theo Vaughn, and both of those guys have producers that will pop up things they look up on the internet.
Sure.
But they're all still using Google. Mm. I'm waiting for the day it switches over to...
And you'll see it much faster answer.
Yeah, where they have it up there on the screen as using the AI model instead, or interface instead.
I would say for me, YouTube has become more of a search engine than... Because if I'm going to Google something for instructions, I actually go to YouTube instead now. And I know sometimes it might take a little extra, but with the pausing and rewinding, sometimes I just like to see it and have an understanding of what I'm doing, whether it's changing a headlight on a different car I've never changed a headlight on, or maybe it's like I need to put up a new Blink camera or whatever. There's a video for everything.
Yeah. It's tough, though, finding the good one.
Sometimes.
Because right? one will be like, here's how you change out the headlight on your car. It's 38 seconds long. You're like, what? And all of a sudden, you click the video. The guy has the entire headlight taken apart. And other times, it's like, how to change the headlight? 34 minutes.
Yeah, there's a balance there again, where if you're looking for a video to do something, I see it's 26 seconds, I'm probably not going to click on it. And I can click on it if it's 30 minutes.
Right.
But I would say I've hit those more than I've missed them.
Yeah.
You know, especially cooking. I find if I'm looking, you know, I don't cook. My wife cooks most of the nights, but some nights I still do it. And if I'm like, what am I going to make? Sometimes I will put into Google, you know, give me a healthy chicken dish or whatever. And like thousands of things pop up. And it's pretty good. It's really pretty good.
Yeah, but those things, though, too, when you click on them, it's those websites that have these recipes are an absolute disaster. It's not user-friendly.
Well, if it's the website, but sometimes that YouTube video can just be...
Oh, the YouTube, yeah.
It's just a four-minute video, and they'll put up right in the first page, the ingredients you need right there. So you pause it, you grab the ingredients, and then they go right into it. Sometimes they talk too much, no doubt. But sometimes they go right into it. It's pretty good.
The worst is when you're trying to figure something out and you click on a video that's supposed to help you, and the item is still in the box. And you're like, oh, no, this guy's going to slowly unbox this.
Start to finish.
Like, come on, bro.
I know.
You got to go fast forward.
You are right. I like the videos where... You can fast forward and see what they're talking about at the time, like little chapters.
Yes.
That to me is phenomenal.
Yeah, the chapters are really great.
Especially when, you know, when I used to do that, I was like, oh man, I'm going to do this, but maybe they're not going to get credit for the view. Then I find out when you watch something for 30 seconds, they get credit. So why wouldn't you do that? They don't care if you watch the whole thing. Just watch 30 seconds.
Yeah. But then some of them, I was told like you need to get past 8 minutes before you could get an ad.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. But it's just like there's all these...
A lot of rules.
It's just so funny sometimes to see this stuff and how long certain things are.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then so many people on YouTube, they do something for 30 days. And then they're going to
like
tell
challenges,
you
mean?
Yeah, like I put a peanut in my butt every morning for 30 days.
Did you find that the butt was loosened up, Al?
It's like everything. I took an ice cold shower at 6 a.m. every day for 30 days.
Here are my results.
Yeah, here are my results, and it's 40 minutes long.
The one I do like, and a lot of people do this, is I quit sugar for 10 straight days. I actually enjoy those.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
There's a million. There's so many of them.
Oh, and it's funny you bring that up because this morning I was going to take a screenshot of it, but then I had to come in here. It was like, I noticed it was like, whatever, 5:57.
Yeah.
And this is, you talk about the confusion on YouTube. So side by side was a guy with his keto diet and no to low carbs, all that. Right next to it was a guy that had a crazy face that said, carbs are your friend, not the enemy. Eat more carbs. Like, right next to one another. Like, what in the hell?
Yeah, and I want this YouTube video titled, Al put a peanut in his butt for 30 days. Hear what happened. Here's what happened.
We could do that. I mean,
that will get big numbers.
Quite frankly, I think we mistitled the thong one and the micro penis video last week.
Al has a micro penis. Title. Please do not title it that.
Well, you just said it.
Oh.
Sorry to hear that.
No, just, so sometimes, like, anything where people can just post things with no, there's nobody saying you can't do this or can't.
No gatekeeper.
No gatekeeper. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
No gatekeeper. You're going to have to weed through a lot of crap.
It's a disaster.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Absolute disaster.
And YouTube has become that because there are, you know, this whole being a YouTuber thing. Now everybody wants to be a YouTuber and make money, which is, I mean, it's great if you do and you can cut through, but good luck.
Yes. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck cutting through. Very difficult.
Not easy.
So, are you familiar with this, the story of, it was a biblical story, the Tower of Babel?
No. Could I tell you Google about it? No. Have I heard of it? Yes.
Well, and by Google, I mean, I had to put it into the AI.
I understand.
Because I know, like, there's you can learn a language using Babel.
Right.
So I knew Babel had something to do with it. So I'm not going to get this exactly right, but the Tower of Babel, supposedly, this is a religious thing in the Bible. And this is my interpretation of it, that everyone at one point spoke the same language.
Makes sense.
And all the people got together, like, what if we build this giant Tower of Babel and we'll build it all the way to heaven? Nothing can stop us. And God was like, I don't like all these people speaking the same language. They can all kind of gang up and do whatever the hell they want. He didn't use those terms. So that's why he scattered people around the earth and gave them different languages so that we couldn't all come to one place, team up, and do something crazy. Tower of Babel. So people have different languages, so I may not understand you, you may not understand me, and all stuff. But that got me thinking of, it feels like the Democrat-Republican thing is like Tower of Babel. Like, and the way social media uses it. So one person may see all liberal-leaning things.
Mm-hmm.
That's their Tower of Babel.
For sure.
Someone else may see all Republican conservative things. And it's like two different languages.
Yeah.
And we can't come together.
There's no common ground.
You're right.
Yeah.
But is that good? Or, like, if we all came together, would we build the giant Tower of Babel to heaven and take over?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember, and I wasn't into politics as a kid, but I don't remember politics being this bad.
But do you think it is social media, the fact that people just battle all day long?
I think social media is not only in politics, just in society, in sports. You know, I see things, and, you know, I've said this 100 times. I'm clearly still on Twitter, but I'm not on it very often because I don't want to see it anymore. Whether it's, you know, the backlash from the Rutgers fans on because the team, you know, didn't win 25 games this year, and they're probably not going to the NCAA tournament barring a big run. Some of the things that are written are vile. And it's like, guys, I understand it was disappointing. They're still 18 to 22-year-old kids, and you're just trashing them publicly. Could you imagine what whether it is Nancy Pelosi or Donald Trump or Trump Jr. or J.D. Vance or Tim Walz, could you imagine what their mentions look like on social media? It's just a vile place to be. That's why, who was the golfer? We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
700,000 followers, and he said it's just a sick place. It is. And there's no accountability unless Elon Musk shuts you down or you're basically throwing F-bombs at people where you might get flagged. Just do what you want. Say what you want. I had a guy yesterday come up to me, and I know he has been a harsh critic of Rutgers this year. And he's like, have you been reading what I... No. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, no, I shut you down 4 months ago. And he's like, well, why? I'm like, because I think what you are posting is wrong and rude. You would have thought I broke his heart. But it's like, to him, he's got the right to say what he wants. Fine. I don't have to read it, though, or listen to it.
Right. You have the right also not
to. It's a crappy place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wild place.
And it can piss you off.
Yes.
Like, it can put you in a horrible frame of mind. And I don't need it. Like Saturday, I woke up Saturday. I had a couple of things I had to do around the house. I went and played golf with my son, went out to dinner with my wife and both boys, went home, watched TV, went to bed. I didn't open up Twitter once on Saturday. I could have got pissed off if I was looking at Twitter all day.
It's also funny when people respond to someone that has so many followers, whether mm-hmm. that be the president, whether it be Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, whoever. Sure. And they'll respond to them like they have 40 million followers.
Yeah.
You think they're scrolling through their mentions. Like the fact that you went at them, like there's no way they're seeing them.
Maybe not, but they're seeing something because we have seen enough people with large followings quit. We have seen pro athletes that have a million followers quit, the platform.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you. Are they seeing it? Most likely not. Are they seeing some stuff? Yes. But the chances that they're seeing yours are minuscule.
And I also wonder, too, like when you're watching a YouTube video, do you ever read the comments while you're watching a video?
The only comments I read sometimes, and only because they are funny, is when Mike McDaniel speaks, the Dolphins head coach. And for whatever reason, those comments are scrolling on the right side. I guess a lot of press conferences, they do that. The comments are some are funny, some are just brutal. But no, for the most part, I don't read the comments, no.
I find myself reading comments sometimes. Okay. And other times, I start to think, like, all these people, like you could see a video might have, like, 5,000 comments on it. Mm-hmm. Like, these people are typing out their comments. Do you think people
to
are...
Who?
Yeah, to who?
I don't know.
The person who posted the video most likely is not reading them.
No, probably not.
But we had
the meeting with Jason, and I've seen some other people say this too. I think even Bob Does Sports said it on one of their videos. Subscribe, but also please comment because YouTube likes comments now. What does that mean?
Oh, to boost you up in the algorithms, that sort of thing?
I mean, it's so many rules.
Weird. Yeah, that's what they say even with podcasts, right? So,
oh, really?
So the podcasts that get, when people always say, oh, give us 5 stars and comment because then it like boosts you up.
No kidding.
Which is how, like, Jason Kelsey's wife has the number one podcast because it was a new podcast. She's getting new subscribers.
Right, right, right.
And people are commenting.
She doesn't have the most listeners or viewers, but...
Right. In this instance, she just started. She's getting new listeners. She's getting comments. She's now number one.
Got it.
Doesn't mean she outsurpassed anybody else on that list.
Right.
But in the way that they like to get you to engage with the content, they boost it for you.
Understood.
I saw it. I was out to dinner twice this, at breakfast once and dinner once.
Okay.
And in one instance, there was a table full of adults and a small child.
Okay.
And this child was watching a screen the entire time.
Yep.
The entire time.
Mm-hmm.
It was very well behaved. And I was just saying, part of it was sad to me. I was like, this kid is just locked in on that tablet.
Yep.
And then at breakfast the next day, there was a kid... Similar situation. That kid had 3 different books. And I thought, that kid with the books is in better shape.
You would think. I say this to my wife all the time.
Yeah.
Why does it, and she doesn't have an answer, why does it bother me when if I'm on a train, a plane, wherever it might be, a waiting room, it annoys me when everyone can't wait to get to their phone.
Yeah.
But yet, if everyone was reading a newspaper or a magazine, I wouldn't. It makes that. That's okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I think the difference is it's intentional. If you're going to read the newspaper or you're going to read a magazine, you're doing something intentional. I want to read this magazine. When you go on your phone, you're just scrolling to kill time. Maybe.
I guess.
I don't know.
I will tell you the tablet thing, and I am not judging any parent out there because everyone's parenting is different. Their kids' behavior is different. So you do what works for you. I'm not giving anybody any advice. But we made a conscious decision, especially when iPads became a thing and tablets became a thing. When we go out for 50 minutes, especially when you're going to the places, you know, you're going to the Applebee's and places like with young kids, you're not going to sit there and stare at a screen. Give us your attention for 50 minutes. That's it. And then, of course, in some of the places, they started putting tablets on the table.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So we would sit down and I would turn it towards the window or away from us because it annoyed me that my kids would want to not engage and just sit there and do that. But I do understand situations are different and I get it. But it's weird.
Yeah. Maybe this couple that was with the baby don't go out very often, and they had to have it was going to be a real conversation with these other adults.
Totally
they're like,
understand.
You know what? This one night, I'm giving this kid this iPad, and
that's why I would never judge anybody.
Yeah.
You don't know their circumstance. I just know that we made a point that's the one. Even we're at dinner now. Like, put the phones away. It's like it's not that long, and my kids are pretty good about it. I always I've said this to you too. What I've started to see, which is really nuts, are the parents on the phones and the kids not.
Yes.
Like, guys, come on. Like, you have nothing to say to each other? Nothing.
Yeah, it's really funny when you see an old, like a couple in their 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Both on the phone.
Yeah. I know. It's become a way of life. It's
that's
sad.
Wild. Like, they got you.
They got you all right.
They got you.
Addicted, beyond addicted.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help, too, that like when we play, so Friday and Saturday, I played golf with my son, as I told you. You know, back in the day, you would have the scorecard in your pocket, or if you were taking a card, it would be in the steering wheel. You had your pencil, and you would keep score. And if you needed distances, all you did was look for the yardage markers on the fairway, and then you would step off to have an idea. Now, to where even when you're playing golf, the phone's out constantly, and not in a way to be distracted, but there's a GPS with the golf course on your phone. It keeps score, gives you an accurate satellite image of the course and the distance. So even when you're out playing golf, you're still on your phone.
Yeah.
That's really cool, but you're still on your phone.
Yep. Right. You're still attached to your phone.
It's wild.
Really strange.
And that ain't going back. That's only going to get worse.
Correct.
I'll give you one real quick before we go. And this annoyed me too. A little awkward. Guys that go to urinals on their phone. It's one thing if you're in your own home. It's one thing even at work, I suppose. But in a public place, when people are waiting to use the urinal at a sporting event, let's say, like yesterday, and a guy's sitting there on his phone, I don't know if he's peeing, if he's reading, if he's staring at boobs. I don't know what he's doing, but he's sitting there with this here, his other hand down there, and it's like, hey, let's go. And I think he's distracted because he's watching the phone.
Right. Well, I can't pee, Jerry. I'm watching this video.
And then the guy walks out without washing his hands.
Well, he's got his phone in the one hand.
Not his left hand.
Right.
Gross.
You people are gross.
Gross.
All right, Jared, let's do the warm-up show.
Remember, Jason, Al did a 30-day challenge with a peanut in his butt. See the results. That's the title of this one.
I didn't do it yet. I'm thinking of doing it.
Perfect.
As I heard all these videos do very well.
While wearing a thong.
Correct. we're all here tomorrow. It's a regular show. Regular show tomorrow. Boomer Geo, me and you, Eddie. We'll take it one day at a time,
Jerry.
Until then, you'll enjoy this warm-up program.
Right.
So,
if you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.